Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from United Denomination of Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Dagwood Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident pastor of the Abbey Branch in Dawenia, off the Dawenia-Afienya Link Road. He oversees many churches both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word.
Welcome to Active Word. Oh, are you seated? Hallelujah! Tell your friend that it is testimony time. I see the Lord giving you a testimony. I said, I see the Lord giving you a testimony in the name of Jesus. Please take your seat. Wow. Someone say, wow. I have a message from the Lord to you. Are you ready for it? It is found in John chapter 15, verse 16. It says, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Isn't it refreshing to know that God is the one who has chosen you? Amen. And he says that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask. Tell somebody, whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Hallelujah. Do you have some needs? Hey. Some of you don't have needs. Do you have some needs? Do you have things that you need the Lord to answer? The secret is here, isn't it? He says that what? Go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and whatsoever, hallelujah. And last week, our anointed pastor, Bishop Sam, oh, put your hands together. Last week, our anointed pastor started teaching on the seven great principles of fruitfulness. Hallelujah. And your fruit will determine your miracles. Hallelujah. And he made a profound statement. He said, the evidence of the Holy Spirit in your life are your fruits, or is your fruit. Hallelujah. So this is to encourage you. And the testimonies I am going to read will tell you how people are receiving answers to their prayers as they what? As they bear fruit. Someone shout amen. Amen. So this one says, a testimony of how God made a way for our child when we least expected. I see God making a way for you in the name of Jesus. They say, we needed to change our children's school, though the academic year had started. There was little hope for us, but God opened the door to one of the top schools for our children to attend. Hallelujah. But there was a slight problem. The problem was that one of the children was going to be taken to a lower class based on her age. One into a particular class was the child's age. When we heard this, we were a bit unhappy, but we agreed. Since this was a good school and we're not ready to allow the slot, so we gave the proprietress the go-ahead to admit into the lower class. She asked to pick the admission letter on Monday. Sunday came church, and received with faith all the pronouncements of blessings of Pastor Bishop Sam. And we also went about church activities happily for the Lord and maximizing the privilege given us to do something in church. Monday came and my husband went to pick up the letters. He got there. The proprietress called him and asked him to see her in her office. By then, the letters were ready. She told him that throughout the weekend, she was restless. Did you hear me? Throughout the week, she was restless. As she sent the child to a lower class, and she thinks that it would be unfair to the child if she was taken to the lower class. Are you following me? Yeah. And are you enjoying it? So though it is the school's policy that the children of that age her to be in that lower class, she was going to maintain the child's class. Hallelujah. Oh, church, put your hands together for Jesus. Hey, this is wonderful. She immediately called her secretary and instructed her to go and retype the admission letters to show the child's new class. Church, we are not sure whether we prayed for God to touch the heart of the proprietress for the child's class to be maintained. But as we came to church and went about God's work, He took care of our needs. Oh, church, let's appreciate God. Hallelujah. And this is one of the top schools in Ghana. Hallelujah. It's one of the top schools that children of a certain age had to be in a certain class. And this child who is younger had to be taken back. But by the grace of God, I say that as you bear fruit, God will take care of your needs. Say amen. So they are saying, thank you, Bishop Sam, for always encouraging us to do something for God. Oh, church, put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Intadansiya mekani, osende, wari denyankupona se, de webu ekwan, ama womba, ama wenye school. Osende, school webu eno, no, that was sisa woma from our own school. Na womba kwe, na ni age ni nto, oda wadinu kwechi. Hallelujah. Oda wanyini kwechi. Na, wapini, because no, a good school. But oba a church, wako odu yeza, oda woye, ewa asore dem. Monday, in a school, no ran off from one us in there. Even though our bofraban order, what you know, connection, Yaminadum, Oba maintaining the class. Oh, I saw a young boy in Seme. Hallelujah. Ain't it was the worry that young Coupon say? Now, why that Bishop Sam Swassi? There, one more one opportunity. I wore a BB. Oh, I saw a young boy in Seme. Hallelujah. I see God opening a way for you in the name of Jesus. Someone say another testimony. And I see God giving you another testimony in the name of Jesus. This one says healing of pelvic inflammatory disease. Someone say, wow. Hallelujah. She says, I want to testify about how God miraculously healed me through the prayers of Bishop Sam. I felt very sick all of a sudden one night. I became so weak that even thoughts of death crossed my mind. Someone say mercy. Because I was in severe pain. My husband rushed me to the hospital and I was immediately admitted and given drips and injections. The doctors requested that I did a series of lab tests. Before the lab results were ready, I spoke with Bishop Sam. And if you are here, your pastor should know you and you should know your pastor. You agree with me? Yeah, she said she spoke with Bishop Sam. Hallelujah. And then Bishop asked her what was wrong with her. All I could say was that I felt dizzy and weak. Because at that point, I wasn't sure of the cause of my illness. Bishop Sam then said, there is nothing wrong with you. Hey, someone say hey. Someone who was feeling dizzy or very weak, Bishop said, there is nothing wrong with you. You just have to rest. She says, I believed fully and received it. When your pastor says something, what do you do? Believe and receive. Hallelujah. The lab results were soon ready. And by the grace of God, I tested negative for most of the diseases. Oh, I thought you were going to put your hands together for Jesus. However, I was diagnosed of UTI. The R students here, UTI stands for urinary tract infection. Did I get it right? Okay. I'm an R student, cum science student. And low blood pressure. And I was given medication and discharged. That very night, again, we were sleeping, when all of a sudden, I was awoken by an excruciating pain from my abdomen. My husband woke up from sleep in panic as I screamed. He straight away went for the mantle Bishop Sam prayed over. Some of us have misplaced our mantles. Some of us have used it to buy granite. But by the grace of God, she still had her mantle. Hallelujah. I went for the mantle which Bishop Sam prayed over and placed it on my abdomen. I didn't even realize when I slept off. Oh, church, put your hands together, for mantles are still producing. Hallelujah. We went back to the hospital, and once again, I was diagnosed of pelvic inflammation. Bishop Sam prayed for me once again after I informed him I was in pain. Within days, someone said within days, after Bishop's prayers, all them disappeared. And I felt, put your hands together for the healing. And this morning, if you are here, believe God that as the man of God comes here, the words that he will speak bring your healing. Say amen. She says, I was totally healed. And since then, I have felt no pain. Oh, church, appreciate God for such a miracle. She says, I want to thank God for healing me and through his servant, Bishop Sam. He may not have said much, but what he said had enough power to fill my heart with hope and lead me to the healing streams of Jesus. Oh, church, appreciate God. And she says, thank you, Bishop Sam, for your love. How many of us know that our pastor loves us very much? Hallelujah. Thank you for your love and for the great privilege of being a Basenta leader. Once again, a Basenta leader has received a miracle. If I were you, I'll become what? A Basenta leader. Put your hands together. Hallelujah. Intadansi ya mekani, osore den yankupona se, the wasan yerba, osimbribia wetchum, nanaya sin yeni yo, oko hospital, woye diagnosis, but yetrano tu yeka de, ofre bishop, bishop bom pai man, no bom pai man no, pain yina or quay, internet pain missing that na ha day, nessa o baby or yawa. Bishop, o bejina stage ya or back and yan coupon na semi. Nya jisi de, why yare sa or eba, e jisa kade, amen. So before I sit, I want to encourage you. Your answer will come from your fruits. Take advantage and do something in church. And as you do something in church, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in the name of Jesus, you will receive the answer. Hallelujah. Messen there. Abba, sorry. And we're there for some time now, Bishop. Ne message you now. I encourage you there. Pebi bina ye. Men bet na okwa. Ebo to my usher. Ebo to my chorister. Pebi bi wa sorry hade ne ye. Ne ye no. Na wo answer no. Oreba. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. Revelations chapter 12 verse 11 says that what? And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Your testimony is supposed to encourage another person. So if you are here, God has done something for you. Don't sit on it. Tell your pastor, or you can see me personally and share your testimony with me. And the grace of God, we will come here and come and read your testimony. Missing there was sorry her day. Nen ya bi amu. Mami mi jizu de. De bi ya nyami ya bi ma ya mbwa. Nyami ya bi amu. What from? Na catch him. Nyami ya adma ya bi ya kan. God bless you.
And shine for thou, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Behold, the darkness cover the earth, and gross darkness covers the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and its glory shall be seen upon thee, upon thee. Go and say, come let us go out to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he shall teach us of his ways. And we shall walk in its path. It shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established. In the top of the mountain, it shall be exalted above the hills. And all nations shall flow to it. All nations shall flow to it. Oh, yes, we will. Arise and shine, your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon thee, and his glory shall be seen. Whoa, whoa, Gentiles shall come to your light and kings to your brightness of your rising. It shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established. In the top of the mountain, it shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it. It shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established. In the top of the mountain, it shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it. It shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established. In the top of the mountain, it shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it.
Hallelujah. Woman of Zebedee, the mother of James and John, came to Jesus. I want my sons, James and John, to sit on your right hand and on your left. But Jesus said, are you able to drink of the cup that I shall drink? Are you able to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? Woman, you don't know what you ask. Woman, you don't. Take your cross and follow Jesus to the end. Oh, man of Zebedee, you know that I love your sons, your boys, James and John. The hour will come when they must take the cross, pay the price, and follow me. Whoa, whoa, man, do you want your sons to bear? Cross and follow Jesus to the end. Oh, you don't know what you ask. Woman, you don't know what you ask. So take your cross and follow Jesus.
Was not a Christian, a genuine Christian.
My pastor said to me, the word of God is true. What has light got to do with darkness? Your body is the temple of the Lord. So go give yourself to boys like RPG. RPG, he promised me and other girls. Promise to marry them too. true, but he lied to one of us. Papichi, he promised me, and other girls, he promised to marry them too, but he lied to all of us. He said you are the one, but he lied to all of us. You are the one, but he lied to all of us. Papichi, he promised me, and other girls, he promised to marry them too, but he lied to all of us. He said you
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Wow, are you happy to be in church today? Wow. Why don't you just turn to someone and tell the person, we have come this far by faith, and we are leaning on the word, trusting in his holy name. Hallelujah. How many of you know that we are not turning back to the world? Hallelujah. Amen. Just go around and wish somebody nice service today.
Somebody needs to hear this morning.
Never failed us yet.
choose two people and walk straight to them and tell them, don't give up. Don't give up.
No, we can't.
Don't turn back. You have come too far. You have come too far to go back.
No, 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 no.
Tell them, just
discouraged that you didn't believe in God's word, but I can't truly say that my God has made a way. Failed us yet, this thing we've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord.
How many of you believe that God is not going to fail us?
Trust in His holy word.
It's never a lie.
Failed us yet. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. We can't turn back. We've come far by faith. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. We can't turn back.
Song again. Just the other day. Don't give up.
I heard the message.
It's too difficult. And sometimes, like, you can't go on.
In God's word,
but keep serving
but
God.
Truly say
any decision you are trying to make to turn back, stop that decision. Turn to your friend. Maybe it's the person you are talking to. Turn the person, stop that decision and go on with the Lord. Any decision to turn back, to stop what you are doing, turn to the person, stop that decision. Is the devil who is talking to you? Is Satan who is talking to you? You are just about to see his hand strong upon your life. Is Satan who is asking you to stop? He's never ever going to fail.
We come this far by faith.
God wants to talk to somebody this morning or this afternoon. This is not the time for you to turn back. No matter what you are going through, no matter what you have seen, no matter what is fighting you, you have come too far to return. You have come too far to take that decision. To take that decision. That decision is not from God. What you are thinking of today, to stop what you are doing, to stop moving forward, is not from God. Because God is just about, to do a work in your life. It's just about to open that door for you. So this is not the time to turn back. Just lift up your hand this morning and say, Lord, strengthen me. Just pray and say, Lord, strengthen me. Strengthen me to keep running this race. Strengthen me, Lord, that I don't give up, that I don't fall. Strengthen me. Lift up your hand and just pray in tongues. Just pray in tongues. Say, Lord, strengthen my hand, strengthen my hand, strengthen my hand, that I will not fail, that I will not fail. I will keep walking. I will keep walking. I will keep walking. Kenana sadala bashakata basamba. Mandori yakaba shakata balaba sataba shadaba baba. It could be your job. It could be your walk with the Lord. But don't give up. Too far to return. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Keba shata la baka ya la ba. Kende mokota basa kaba shaka ba.
No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no.
We can't turn back. We've come this far.
I feel feel like holding somebody's hand, just hold somebody's hand. You know, this morning we want to strengthen some people here. God wants to strengthen some people here whose faith is trying to fail. Just hold our hands together, lift our hands together.
We've come this far.
Just lift those hands out. So we'll save number one, Sasu.
So Nipan in Sanaman, Sanoso.
I see strength coming to you. I see spiritual strength coming to you. I see grace. Grace to break through. Grace to keep running. Grace to keep walking. Grace to keep serving. Grace to press the tape. I see it coming upon you this morning. Upon you this morning. Any decision you are taking to stop running this race, I see God giving you the finishing anointing, the finishing anointing, the finishing grace, not to give up, not to give up, but to keep running, keep running.
Oh Lord,
keep those hands up. Father, thank you. Thank you. For mighty power this morning, mighty grace this morning that has come on us to cause us to keep running and not to give up, not to give in to anything that pulls us down, that is making us depressed, that is making us wonder. But thank you for great grace to keep running and 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 walking with you, Lord. We will not turn back. We will not stop what we are doing. Your daughters and your children will keep running in the name of Jesus. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus. And take your seats. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Seven great principles of fruitfulness. God wants you to be fruitful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants us to be fruitful. But I want to read this verse also to you. Luke chapter 22. Verse 25 to 26. Luke 22. Verse 25-26. And he said unto them, the kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them. The kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors. Okay. So he said unto them, the kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them. And they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors. So authority is like what? Power, dignity, and so on. Is that not so?
Yeah.
He said, in the world, it makes people great. They that exercise authority and power, they are great. Big shortism and big manism in the world. These are the people who are great. So if you want to show that you are great, then you show your powers. You show your authority. You show that you are big man and big shot in the world. But ye shall not be so. Ye shall not be so. Is that not so? Ye shall not be so. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But what shall we be? He by he that is greatest among you, let him be the younger. And he that is chief, he that serve. So you see that in the world, something makes you great. But in the kingdom, being young and behaving like a young person is what makes you great. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why Jesus would take a little child and set him in the midst of the congregation. And said that if you want to experience the kingdom of God, if you want to see God's power, if you want to see that God can really, really bless you, be like this little child. I mean, you don't think that Jesus was expecting old people to suddenly, in terms of physique and everything, become young people? The same as Jesus told Nicodemus that you should be born again before you are saved. And then he said, should I go back into my mother's womb? That is not what Jesus was saying. In the same way, Jesus is not saying that if you have gray hair, suddenly it will turn to black. And then you have become a little child. But he still says that it is good to be young. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is very, very good to be young. And a young person is even more beneficial to the kingdom of God than an older person. Because young people or being young can make you do so many things and easily accept things. And you know that many of us, just in case you want to get married and there are two people there, an older woman and a younger woman, and let's say you are
23 years,
and there's a 23 or 19 year old girl, but and 45 year old girl, who will you marry? If you go and marry the older person, they will say you have married a sugar mommy. Meanwhile, the older person may even be more beautiful than the younger person. Do you know sometimes the older women are more beautiful than the younger ones? Sometimes you see some of the young ladies, they look like they look older than the older women. By the things they wear, the hair they put on, and things like that. But some of the older women, you cannot even see the difference between the young and the young, whether she's young or she's old. Sometimes because they can even afford to buy more hair. Because they can buy Brazilian hair. But the young people cannot. So they wear Korean ones.
Korea for dear.
Or the Chinese ones.
And China for dear.
It becomes even worse. Or Turkey ones. Italy. It becomes even worse. So you see that a younger person, even though may not be look as sharp as an older person, you will still want to marry a younger person. Because to be young is different. To be young is different. Young people can do things that older people cannot do. They can do things that other people cannot do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Bible said that it says, let him be, you that want to get up, let him be as the younger. So if you want to be great, become like a young person. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sometimes you see that even in worship, you say young people are able to express themselves more than older people. Yes. Young people are able to express themselves more than older people. Sometimes you see even the older people, when you go to some churches, see the front there. They are all sitting there. In terms of worship. Standing there, not moving. Then you see the younger people. They will move from the bank and come and dance. Because they spread themselves more. They appreciate what is happening more. So if you were going to choose somebody to worship you, like Mary, would you choose a young person or an old person? You rather choose a young person, because the younger people can do more. And they easily also believe, isn't it? young people easily believe.
Yeah.
If you went to tell any of the sisters who are here, let's say the person is, let's say, 33.
Far or baby already 33 years.
34. 34. It's not
married.
And go and catch her and start rapping her. And say certain words.
Now can you make much then?
She'll look at you.
No, no, say, show.
What you are telling me?
Never catch me no.
I've heard it about 40 times. None of the people married me. Meanwhile, if you get a younger person who has not had before, when you start, you are the most toy in my net. Hey! She's ready to leave everything and follow you. Because, yeah, she's younger. It's like if you are young, you believe politicians. If you are young, you think, oh, when there's a change of government, it shall be well. You must be very young. You must be very, very, very young. That because there's a change in government. See, the older people, they just have to go and vote. But the things you are telling them, they have lived in their place for years. They've driven on that road for years. The road has not changed. It's rather getting worse.
You see how they are sacra.
The kiosks are still coming on the street.
Kiosks now almost are they back on him.
The same beauty mean for the motorway is still going on.
Motorway no.
So they are not impressed at all. You come and say that the Eastern Corridor,
the
Gang of Five, the whatever. Oh, they like saying this one too. The Esla Bond and this type of thing. When you come and say all this, just look at this Esla Bond and this Gang of Five. They've heard so they are not impressed again anymore. But younger people, hey, delicate conference, hey, we are going to. So that's why you like young people, isn't it? They are very impressed about everything that is coming on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you preach to young people, let me read my verse again. Then Matthew chapter 18. I didn't read. Matthew 18, 1 to 4. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Who is the greatest? In the kingdom of heaven? Who is the greatest? Who can tell me who is the greatest? Who is the greatest? And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them and said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children. So some of us, you are converted to be born again. But you are not converted to be little children. It's a whole process. It's a whole process to be converted to become a little child. Is it except to become converted to become a little child? So you can be an old person, but you can be converted into a little child. It's except you do that, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. That is why many Christians are not enjoying these benefits from God and blessings from God.
Look,
all the things God has said in the Bible are true. And it's ready to give them to you. But you need a certain conversion in your heart to become like a little child who so shall humble himself or herself as the
child.
Sometimes you go into some marriages. Nobody is a child in the marriage. Nobody is ready to be converted. All of them are champions. Champions. Hey! The same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. The same is the greatest. So you need to be converted. And church, see, being a child is like an attitude. It's a mind thing. You can be old and be like a child. Jesus was talking to older people. You can be old Like David was old. And David could dance till he became naked. He was old, but he had the mind of a child.
No, I didn't sakola.
And perhaps Michal was younger. She was younger, but she had the mind of an older person.
No, I drink.
So that's why these young people can even behave older than us. But they have boyfriends and girlfriends in the church. Looking at them. So when they come, they don't want to dance.
Into mo ba mo mpesa mo mpesa. Amo kisem mema no show mo. Amo mpesa ibe du nchempo.
They feel the boys are looking. So when, even they after they don't dance.
Yes, sir. Amo nsa.
They are too conscious of.
So
if you say it's a
wide dream.
So now when the sweet influences are dancing,
sweet influence,
you know, when they say Ellen Binde Bande, hallelujah. They were supposed to be dancing like
salsa.
And some of them were not dancing, right? Because they are not, they don't want to be kind of like children.
I was looking at them.
They don't want to be. I'm sure they are thinking of their boyfriend. They are thinking of this. So it's all they were just there.
No,
they were looking at one another.
No,
shame. You need to be converted. To become like a little child.
I want to say cola.
When you see. Even you see when you hear some things over and over again, you can grow up, you can grow in your mind. It doesn't move you. That's when we started the testimonies, it moved you, isn't it? Now you are not children again. So that she need to say, Are you sitting down? Clap before you do, because you are not moved again. Suddenly you have become matured. We cannot continue to be children. Little children, when you are little children, there below. You didn't go to Sunday school, you don't have to sing it. See, so that's why little children are the ones who will say that Oba wobie.
In Kolani Timika say, yeah, they better see.
Men, Oba wobie. Because they don't have anywhere to go to. That's why they say that. If they have two children like me, that one is our one. They will not say, men, Oba wobie. We have to close and go. You see? But
Nanso,
if you are young, if you are a child, when you come to church, the word of God is coming. You say, hey, why are you closing? We don't want to close. We don't want to go home. That's little children. They are so happy to hear God. The word of God. By elderly people, they look at the time and say, oh. Hey, may the spirit of the child, may your heart be converted to become a child. So you can receive. That's why if you notice, since we came here, I have decided to preach and to wait and preach long like first love. Look, there are other churches there. If you can't sit down, go. If you can't wait, you can go. One day, you will run back and say that I ran too early. I should have stayed. Because the blessings I'm seeing over people who become children and sick till whenever they close. You are sitting. You are sitting waiting on God. And you want to go home. One day, you run back. You come back and see those who continue to sit. You come and see they have inherited the kingdom promises. Be a child. A child will think that, look, when my children were growing up, I used to punish them by saying, you won't go to church. But as you
have grown,
about 10 phone calls is what has brought you to church.
Merci.
10 phone calls is what I brought you to church. Hey! Little children will stand up and say, preach! You see the old people, they can't stand up. They are sitting down. They are still looking at me. Little children say, you have to be converted. Everybody stand up. Okay, you. Everybody stand up. Be a little child today, small. And say, hey.
At least you have done some before. Now you can sit if you want to sit. At least you can sit. Unless you be converted and have the mind of a child. So you can be old and still have the mind of a child. And you can be young and behave like a 95-year-old woman. Even sometimes I see the older pastors and you see the younger people at the back that are sitting. You have been taking water for you are sitting down. It's an attitude that can be occupied. Hallelujah. So you have to be young. Do you know that even okay, now you can sit.
I feel bit masters.
Overstand. You see the young people. How do you say overstand in Ghana? Obadomoshi. Kateshi, Obadomoshi. Inteshi. Inteshi Obadomoshi. Boshi. Inteshi Obadomoshi. See, that's why the first love, they have a lot of money.
Ain't that first love for more than see baby pray?
You see, mommy is over 80 years. She's standing.
Mommy, 80 years.
She's standing.
Now, so Gina, hope.
21 years. You are sitting.
21 years.
80 years.
Gina, 21 years. What?
21 years. You are sitting.
What?
You, because of mommy, Batashi, ke, obat, teshi, tashi. Tashi, if you okay. Small. Tashi, if you. Hey. So, beloved, don't let anybody come and confuse you. You don't close early. We are children who have come to God. When we close, see, haven't you seen that your bus delayed and you didn't come again? Then when you came, I said, the church is still full.
You get it?
So, we there, we are marching on. We there, we are serving God.
Yes,
we are ready to sit whenever he closes with us. And we will be blessed. So tell your friend, be converted. Now you are born again, but be converted in the way you receive the word of God. You will be blessed. Amen.
Amen.
Don't be tired of being a child, I tell you. Jesus says, except you be converted. Am I the one saying it? Except you be converted, become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. And whosoever shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Bible says that word again. It says that, but it shall not be so. But he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger. So decide. It's a decision. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I see all old people becoming young in Jesus' name. And you said that blessing, it makes you look younger as you grow. But in your mind, you are a young person. Say amen. Now, principle number one. What did we say? Young people receive the word of God and they try to retain it. Principle number one, what did we say? After you are born again, you must do what? Press on into fruitfulness. By being what? Planted in Christ. Press on into fruitfulness by being planted in Christ. John 15:5, we read. He said, I am the vine. You see, young people, we don't mind repeating what we have heard. But we know that it comes by hearing. The more we hear, the more faith will come, and the more I am the vine. You are the branches. He that abided in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. He that abided in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. But without me, you can do nothing. You know, do you know why, just go, do you know why young people, even though they have problems, they are still needed by God?
Because
you know, younger people have a lot of problems.
Yes.
It is young people who have unnecessary erections.
Yes.
The older you grow, you realize that the more effort, the more effort you put in to do certain things. But when you are young, you have feelings. You have unnecessary, unsolicited erections.
You may be with me. Sorry.
At a certain age, even if they force you,
your force will come from.
It will not rise.
I am sorry.
That is why young people have problems. You know, Paul told Timothy, flee also youthful lust. There are some lust that is only associated with the youth.
At a certain
age, of course, I mean, some old men are, but. Only associated with the youth. That's why the youth sometimes are afraid. People don't use young people. But with all those things, if you are going to get, you prefer a younger person. Because they can do more things. In a church, you have to do more. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if you are old physically, be converted. Say amen.
Amen.
Older people singing Billy Jean, Kobe James, whatever, singing it. That's a Billy Jean. What was she was singing? People don't even know what they are talking about.
You
see, because they've not been around for some time, they don't know this kind of
things.
All that they know is that Ida. But the other people, they know.
As they
got then their mind came to when they were at the.
They are not more disco. Some men are not more disco.
The other day, I asked my son, "Do you know Bob Marley?"
Bob Marley.
Who is Bob
Marley? Who is Bob Marley?
Somebody was sitting in a car and they were singing some of the original song sings.
No more Bob.
Then a young person said, "Ah, somebody is spoiling Ida's song."
Oh, original song. Obi say, "Oh, Obi say Ida."
Somebody is spoiling Ida's song.
Say Ida, help Ida.
Because the person is a child. All that she knows is what? Ida. The older people, when they start a song, stand up. Hey. Stand up. All that they think about is. I jam on man. Jam Rastafari.
And then I'll be support from them.
Rastafari, and I go come in. Respect, man. Respect. That's what the older people are thinking. But the younger people, hey, you're thinking of get up and stand up and work for the Lord. Work for the Lord. Work for the Lord. And some of you need to be converted. Look,
me.
If me, I can hear this song and be happy. I was an entertainment boom. Me, listen. The authority said to make me the SP. Do you get it? And the student rebelled that no. We want, the student said we want him to be the entertainment prefect. Because when he becomes SP, it will not benefit us.
Oh yeah, SP, I'm why
you cool him down too much. Because SP, you have to comport yourself. You have to tuck in your shirt, so they will not have anybody to lead them. They said no, so they actually took my name off as entertainment prophet. You get it? I've listened to songs. I'm just telling you, as your mind is this Sunday, we had. I was not only smoking, I was in my cubicle. I was selling it. All the manner of Indian hemp they smoke.
Indian hemp makes much richer.
Look, if you smoke 5-5.
So on room 5-5.
And you smoke Embassy and Rotmas.
Now no rock.
In the morning. Until you smoke Embassy or 5-5.
Make my crown.
No, why you say? I can tell you. I'm just trying to tell you that if you are not converted, this is always mean negative in your mind, sound negative in your mind. But if you are converted, see, if you are really converted, and you're listening to the songs and the words in those music, you won't have any problems. And why are they singing Michael Jackson? Why are they singing Bob Marley? You won't have any. To the pure, all things. So I just want to know that what you are thinking. Father, I've done it more than you. I'd rather see the spirit. Somebody was in a white man in South Africa. He was
only
in
South Africa.
I've forgotten the real song they were singing, but this type of conversion songs. I mean, this well, this rabbi converted. He moved from his room. An old white man came to this song. I've heard it before, but the words that you are singing now are different from what you are saying. And said, this one makes more meaning. Than what we used to hear. Can you give me a copy? That's it. Oh, see, that is when you have the proper spirit in you. When Elizabeth met Mary, the baby in her womb began to live for joy. Do you know, because it is spirit contact reaction. If the spirit in you is really spiritual, you will know that, look, this thing is rather a spirit. It's the spirit behind the thing, not anything. So your problem is that you are rather too religious and you are rather stop bearing fruits. You have tried to lose touch with the people you are supposed to save. You know, when we were in, just this week, we were in Tanzania. I went to Dar es Salaam and he was preaching.
A bishop A preaching.
And I saw the many souls that were coming to Christ. At the pastor's conference.
Oh, pastor's conference.
And then the songs. I heard the song that's converting people. And when the song comes, when she starts singing, I said, wow. And wow. The soul that we say, anybody who shall criticize this, you better have to bear 10 times souls than this one. You have turned yourself into some religious person, no fruit, nothing. Every day just criticizing. Chale, try and convert. Try and convert and let us be free. And let the people be saved. Do you know the young people, what is making them, taking them on this time? Go to the internet, go and see what they are doing there. And don't try and believe God and bring them. Some of you think, and that's when the guys came to dance, and we said, I told you, should go back. We're not doing, what do you call it?
Backsliding.
No, listen to the words in the song. We are talking to you that do something.
Say,
yes, sing that song again, the words in the song. Sing it. Don't come and see, you don't understand what you are. That's why you are just misbehaving. But it's an evangelistic.
He used to walk all around in the neighborhood. He said I was the priest. You're sweet, so sweet, so sweet. He said you are the one. You're sweet, so sweet. My party, you cannot be on earth. And then he said to me, you must be led by God. You can just fall in love, following your feelings. Copy G, Miss B, and all the girls. He promised to marry them, but he lied.
Some of you have had broken hearts. If you are
wrong,
if you heard this song in there, you know I've had broken hearts.
Because
Copy G was lying to you.
Copy G, no, Dada.
You get it. So what I'm talking about bearing fruit, isn't it? And I'm talking about be planted. Yeah. Be planted and stop. You see, Jesus is the vine.
Yes, Christ.
And we are the branches. And the branches, you know, they have primary branches, secondary branches, and all those things. The apostles are the primary branches. We are the secondary branches. We have to do our best and be fruitful. And for the tree to bear fruit, see, the branches will come. But some of you are the leaves. The leaves also make the fruit come. But the leaves easily fall off.
So
don't, you see, don't be a leafy Christian. Be a branch Christian. That we are planted. You are planted. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then, see, many people are not experiencing Christianity as it should be.
It's true.
It's true. Haven't you seen that sometimes you become convention fatigue? Those days when they say, oh, convention, and you go, this person is preacher, you go, but now you don't go again. You have become convention fatigue. Because it's almost like it has, nothing is happening. You are not experiencing all the things. Let that, lose the goat and let him go. You are not letting everything, nothing is good. You are not experiencing it. You don't know why? Because you are not planted. The experiencing of Christianity comes when you are planted.
So let me say, Christ only, Papa, and yes, say,
then you bring forth fruits.
Ah, also, Papa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we read Psalm 1:1-3, isn't it?
Yeah.
That you have to be planted by the rivers of water. You bring forth your fruit in the this. So you have that in the next thing after being planted is fruit. When you are planted, you see fruits. So many churches and Christians are not really becoming fruitful. We are fruitful because we are not planted. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen, passing through a church doesn't mean you are planted. No, you are a leafy Christian. And with the seasons, the leaves fall. You know, the rainy season, the leaves are green. Then dry season, the leaves fall off. But the branches will still be there. That is why you are going to bear fruit in every season. Because you are planted. You are a planted Christian. You are planted in church. Rebecca, are you here with me? You are planted in church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if you are a planted Christian, you behave not as somebody who is always like, give me something, God. You rather be asking, what can I give to God? Not give me something. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did we read about Paul? Okay. You realize that when Paul got born again, he did not become born again expecting from God blessings, but rather he wanted to work for God. Amen.
Amen.
So the Bible says, and there was a certain disciple of Damascus named Ananias, and to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias, that's Acts 9:10 following, Ananias, and he said, behold, I'm here. And he said, go and pray for Paul and everything. And then he said, go thy way. Go thy way. For he's a chosen vessel unto me. To bear my name before the Gentiles and kings. And the children of Israel. Listen, for I will show him how great things and how many blessings he must have for my name's sake.
No.
Hello?
Hi.
I will show him.
What's my channel?
How blessed you are when you become a Christian.
Are you
reading the Bible?
What kind of Bible? No.
Is that what the Bible says?
No.
I will show him proper blessings and Christianity by giving him 3 cars. Building him houses.
And I dine.
Oh, now you are quiet. I will show him by taking him to America.
America.
He shall have visas.
Obenya visa.
But is that not what we preach about? Him, how great things he must suffer. He must suffer. Why is it that he became a Christian? The only thing you are thinking about is the blessing. You must suffer. The gospel is true. The problem now is that we have chosen just a part of the gospel, which is true. You are supposed to prosper. I wish above all that is prosper and be in health, even as you all prosper. It is true. There's no lie at all about it. And all those who preach those messages, it's true. It's true. They are not lying. But you see, the only lie in it is that they are only preaching half of the story.
Yeah, can't
You cannot preach 50% of it and leave the rest. That is why Christianity has become just give me. Not what can I do for God?
So
if you go to a church and they give.
This is not what we
bargained for. So I'm going elsewhere. Wherever they can hear, I see you.
Ah, debi ayo ebeka say, oh me huse.
Take it one.
Jibako.
Take it two.
Jimienu.
Take it. Je. It is true. It is true. Do you get it? There's no lying. It is true. But that is also what has made you fruitless. And has made you dependent on some people. You know, sometimes if you cannot sleep, you take sedatives. Then you become dependent on, or if you take drugs, you can't depend. So without it, you can't live. Some of you have become dependent on, bless me, kind of pastors. So without them, you can't do anything. If they withdraw, you have withdrawal symptoms. So you have to go. But the thing, the full gospel, he said, I will show him. How come I've never heard any prophet saying that I see the Lord? Yo, come.
Oh, bra, bra, bra.
Young man, come.
Oh, bra,
Shakata Satoba Shata.
But this was Shankong.
Sakato Salash.
Yamekasa.
Young man.
Abrantia.
You are an architect.
Mehun saw your architect.
I see the Lord.
Mehun say Nyankopon.
Asking you.
Or say.
To move.
Or say free.
From Tema.
Free Tema.
Move from Tema.
What's it free Tema?
Hey, come in, just in case he falls. Move from here to from Tema.
What's it free Tema?
And go to Dawadawa number
two. Not Dawadawa number two.
You see, even all of you say,
hey.
Because this is not the prophecy you expected.
It's a decent way now.
I've never seen any prophet. Neither have I seen. I see the Lord saying, I'm about to open the door for you. But in the ministry, work hard. And the Lord himself, make himself strong on your behalf. Whether the person, is even used to falling down. He's even used to falling down. What person is in the chair, whether the person is in the chair. It is true. But, is it the fool? Is it balance? Those of you who say in this church, I've been here,
yeah, deliverance. Was
the blessings I see hanging over your head, you have no idea about it. The kind of jobs I see, houses I see, but see what you don't know. And you do what God wants you to do. When you do that, these things come chasing you. Just last week,
yeah.
Okay, Bishop
the crusade.
Dar Salaam.
Oh, Dar Salaam.
Somebody called
me. Obi frame me.
A friend.
Say, Madam Fo.
Has bought new house.
So I talk to me, you know.
He just to be dragged in his ministry.
I saw the command Bishop Dag.
Sitting here. Sitting here. Car registered them.
I saw I talk to register car.
And passenger, somebody just drove it, park it, just like that. He is in Dar Salaam.
Oh,
nobody has said, I see you. And you have two cars. But just scheme of God. Just preach a win. Chase it. And it is true. It is true. Just do your follow up work. Just do your salvation work. Just win your. You too shall have a call one of these days. You shall have a call one of these days. So when you are born again, beloved. You see, oh, just one point. I'm even recapping. You know. Yeah. To close and go. 30 minutes, we should go. 30 minutes, we should go. The room is hot. You are your room. You have extensions in your house. There's no air coming in again.
Extension.
Your room is hot. When it's checked, when you come to known here and all those things. But we shall not move.
And higher crowd.
We shall not move. Listen. All temptations of Jesus, do you know they were true? Have truth. They were true. The first temptation, after he had fasted and he had hungry, He said, what? If the Son of God wasn't Jesus the Son of God? So it was true. I wish you put that verse there. Jesus was the Son of God. And it was true if you are the Son of God. It was true. So when you hear that alone and you leave it. But he said that if you are the Son of God, turn and you get the command this stone to become bread. Now, the Son of God can do it. You know that? The Son of God can do it too. But you see that at that time, that scripture was misapplied. That scripture at that time was misapplied. Even though it is true that he is the Son of God. And when you fast for 40 days, won't you be hungry? You'll be hungry. I said, now turn the bread to the stone to become bread. But you see, Jesus realized they have just said half truth. Maybe I should just end here. I should just stay here. I don't have to be in a hurry. I should just stay here. Next week. Yes.
Preach.
You see, it was true. You are the Son of God. It's true. And he was hungry. It's true. But say, command these stones to become bread. But Jesus then added the other truth. See, you have to be matured enough to be able to see that there is another side of the coin. There's the other truth. Yes, there's the other truth. Listen, the same Bible that says that you must love your enemies as yourself, the same way you must hate your wife. You must hate your child. That's also true. It's also true. Even your father. And some of you can't even serve well because of your husband, because of your wife, because of father. The same Bible says you must hate the person. Is it not in am I Jesus? These things are in red. That means it's not a reporter. Jesus said with his own mouth.
Yes, one kasa ne kan.
That is also the truth.
Yes, one kasa ne.
So if you read books and only 28 to love your wife, open the door. Give her a kiss every 2 minutes. Carry her every 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Be anu atama no.
Principle number 100. Cook for her. Open the car door. Oh, that one is principle number 4. Yeah, 400. Breakfast in bed. Dinner at 6. Sing to her. Candlelight lunch. Lunch, you have to. It can't be kind because there's already light there, but maybe it's beyond the room. Massaging. So, as you are in the church, you are looking at your time. Hey, it's getting to 1 o'clock. My husband and Ashanti, my one fufu. I need to go and catch the. I just take me with the fowl to. You didn't catch it before you came, so it stayed tied by the tree. Hey! And your husband too is not a fan who can eat neat fufu. A typical Asha said, me, I don't need it. I need to hear the sound. Pow! 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 Hey! Hey! Meanwhile, the work of God is waiting for you. There are times you need to apply the scriptures wholly.
That's right.
Sunday family time. Even when Doji, she said, Doji, how she brought a girl like this.
Doji, now who said your son?
When I look at her, I shook my head. I said, ah. Hey, she is showing us.
Oh, today.
He showed us, but you shall grow. No, it's nice. Don't worry. You should keep doing it. You see, I do it every time. Okay. Hey! Jesus said,
yes, you catch
I am hungry.
Say, come to me.
I wish I could get some fufu to eat.
Me.
But the scripture you have quoted, I also want you to know that man shall not live by bread alone.
Hey!
That is the only way Satan couldn't get Jesus. He didn't walk by half truth.
No.
He didn't walk by half truth. He walked by the full gospel. Another time, Satan took him to a high mountain and showed him California. Showed him Dubai. Showed him part of Accra where the lights are. Part of Accra.
Kenya.
Hey! He showed him part of the light in Accra. Obviously not too far from Accra. But show him all of Dubai. All of New York.
And all those things.
Wow. And Jesus saw his passport, every country, visa. The another one. Visa. Then Jesus looked at it.
Yeah.
So wow.
So wow.
If only
Tinker.
You bow to me. Sahif. That is one side of it. God is supposed to meet your needs. But not all needs are met. Not need met.
Hey!
That not all men should be married. Because you are supposed to be married. Your time has come. I need to get a husband. Sometimes it's better 35 and not married. Feel that your time clock is ticking. Hey, you go and marry some Azuma. Not the person, but in form of bossing. You will be surprised. Then he said, you should bow down and worship me. You shall not bow down before any other God apart from God. He just existed because he knew that God is able. Then he took him to the pinnacle of a mountain. And then he said, Jesus, if you are the son of
God,
throw yourself down. For he said, he gives his angels charge over you, lest you get stoned. So, and it's true, that's a scripture. Yes, throw yourself. I've been quoted. Half truth have been quoted. But Jesus knew the full gospel.
He said,
thou shalt tempt the Lord your God. Yeah. You can only know this when you are planted. But if you say you move from this church today, to where you are going for this church, you don't get those blessings. No one who has been around, who is seriously serving God in the mind, in the heart, really, and God will not meet your need. God gave me that song to sing, you come this far by faith. I felt that God wanted people to be encouraged. There is no one. Just keep doing. Do it. Do this fox. Do this basenta thing. Do this ministry thing. Keep doing it. Do this. You'll be there. You'll see. They will call you dead for it. You don't even know how to use it, but it has come. May this be your blessing in the name of Jesus. They will call you for travels. You now say you are tired. You say for the next 3 weeks I don't want to go to anywhere. I want to have my peace. I want to have time. But now, even Burkina Faso, if you hear that you are going,
Burkina Faso,
the way you will be so excited. So this is very important, isn't it?
Yeah.
The lie is true. That is why it is powerful. The lie is true. That's why it's powerful. Because it's true in the Bible. A true lie that is lie. It's very dangerous. Very dangerous. Very dangerous. So church, let's remain planted. It is true. Have faith. Remain planted. Be planted. You are going to experience some unusual blessings. You see, the blessings I'm talking about are the blessings the Bible says that goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days. That's, you see, you are going and it's following you. You turn it back and it's still following you. Do the and it's still following you. That's how it is. And you shall not struggle.
Now, hombre.
You shall not struggle.
Hombre.
You shall be strong.
Obey your ding.
And you shall work for God.
Now, obey your jumaswa manyankopo.
You shall follow the full gospel.
Obey di assembly nyinechi.
It says that, and all these blessings shall be given unto you.
Osi sain shire wenye di bemam.
Keep doing it.
Kosuanaye.
Keep doing it.
Kosuanaye.
Keep doing it.
Kosuanaye.
Somebody said, the Lord said, let it be silent. Who are the same Bible said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. You can do one and not two. Now from that time, silence.
You see, they won't cast a crab you.
But the same Bible said, let's just make a joyful noise. The same they will talk about, you know, being punctual, but the same to talk about when the Holy Spirit is moving. You can where the Spirit of the Lord is. So beloved, tell your friend, tell the person, let's believe this gospel thing. The Lord has told us to look at me. Tell the person, look at me. Tell the person, look at me.
I
be blessed. You this scripture shall come to pass in your life. This scripture shall come to pass in your life. Tell him in your life. Do your hand like that in your life. In your life. Goodness. Goodness and mercy. Goodness and mercy shall follow. It shall practically come to pass that you will be there and blessings are coming to you. You just think about it and you see it practically in your life. As you obey the Lord and seek first the kingdom, you will see what the Lord will do to you. You will see that these things that are making you cry, God will make it look like nothing. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. You shall build a house.
Amen.
Now you are renting a house. You can't even pay the rent. But very soon. Very soon. It is part of goodness.
And also can hear.
House is part of the goodness. And the mercies. Your pastor will come and dedicate your house.
Now suffer by a bomb pile or
and your other house.
Any from
and your houses.
And you will die in
the name of Jesus.
Oh, yes, to him.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, yes, to him.
Say believe.
Catch and say Gideo.
As a person, as you are standing here, have you been planted in the church?
Sorry.
Tell the person, I mean, have you joined a ministry?
Me say, what would work a ministry be home?
Are you in a basanta?
What a basanta home?
If the person said no, say, Charlie, you have not started at all.
What's the person
saying? Tell the person, Charlie, you better get a ministry, a basanta.
Catch the person, for sure, ministry be.
Oh, somebody has, some people, nobody said, look, pastors, go in and tell to talk to people.
They
pull at the back, nobody is minding them. Meanwhile, they are also in for the prophecy. I'm not joking, we are very serious.
And you're going to meet the crowd.
Go to somebody and hold the person. I can see. Just move and go to somebody. Jim from Richard, move from them. Go to somebody else and talk to the person. Prophesy to the person. Tell the person, you are not here by chance today. You came today so that God can give you some waters to be planted by. So that you always be fruitful. Be fruitful. What has been difficult for you all these years? The monies, the houses,
and
it is going to be very easy for you from now to get it.
If you are not Erico,
as you obey, do this basenta thing.
Yes, our basenta.
Join this ministry thing. Do this calling by phone thing. Come to church regularly. Stay in church till we close. Join a ministry. Join a
ministry.
I say very soon, one day, soon. You are coming, you are seeing the blessings of God in your life. You'll be so blessed.
You'll be so blessed.
I see a blessed person in front of me.
God will bless you.
I see this blessing. Impossible things are becoming possible. In the name of Jesus. Say, my sister, my brother, believe it
too.
When we close, take the first step
to another
becoming permanent in the church.
Sorry,
even if your boss doesn't come,
so boss,
You know that God is the one who can help you. So don't say, I won't come to church because my bus didn't come. If you knew that your blessing is in being planted in church, if your pastor leaves you, he will still come to church.
Somebody
will call you, but you will come. Because you know that your blessing is God. In the name of Jesus. Do you believe? If you believe that your blessing has for Jesus, come to you. Hey! Give the Lord a shout!
Hallelujah!
Galore. Galore. Hallelujah. That is why they went in to look for souls. When we close and people are in your bus, when the person sits down, ask the person, are you
now past my business? What ministry?
Be part of it. See, don't leave so it's the pastor's way. It's your work as well. Are you any basanta? Did you bring anybody to church? What's your name? So even the pastor doesn't go, you go and look for the person.
And you
bring the person. So in this week, Fox Week.
Yeah, no, Fox Week.
Fox Week.
Now what you will be here, Fox Week.
What is Fox Week?
Fox Week, can I see anything?
Fox Week is that you are going 2 hours for group. At least, the whole week.
Week, 2 hours.
2 hours. That means that by name. So, there are five people in Fox, is that not so?
Yes.
Can I have five people? Five people, just five. I'm the leader. My sheep. They are all, we are all four. So I'm going to. I will pray for 2 hours and I mention all your names. You get it? So for 2 hours, you mention all our names. You also pray for them. You mention all our names. You get it? Put together 6 times 2. 12 hours. You get it? Hours. Wow. But God, Fox, and new. You can be sure that some will not wait. So let's. So 6 hours. Then you pray for each other. So yes. So they all pray for each.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
I feel that something powerful is about to happen. And then anything that is disturbing the realms, we need to remove it from. See, if you are not registered. You want anybody to pray for you. That's why it's your interest to register.
So
all those who are registered, they have friends randomly selected. So you have to better, because this thing I say, nobody will pray for you.
They
said a general one that will cover you. Amen.
Amen.
Then after praying for them, make sure you pray that they will be planted. Pray that they will not come to church only by bus. But whether bus or not, they will come to church. And pray that they will be fruitful. And they will understand why they are giving their life to Christ. They understand why. Pray these prayers for them. And you'll be blessed. Amen. So that is Fox Week. Is that also for this week? May God hear all the prayers we pray. May they rise up unto him as sweet smelling incense.
Amen.
And any disturbance in the realms against anybody's blessings,
Jesus,
these prayers will go and release them
in the name of Jesus
and bring them down.
Hallelujah.
Practically into our lives.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of the Lord Jesus. Because some of you, God has sent some powerful blessings, but they are being held in the realm of the Spirit. But our powers and our prayers combined are releasing them into your life in the name of Jesus. So pray for your fox. Don't forget, I'm the chief fox. So all the prayers, make sure my name is part of it. Because I believe in the prayers you are going to pray. So remember
me
as I remember you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. I believe that there are also people here who want to give their life to Jesus Christ. So if you want to give your life to Jesus, I also want you to join this group. But if you came here today for the first time, and you also brought somebody today for the first time to church, walk to the person and bring the person. And if you came today for the first time today, to come yourself to the front, and God will bless you. So let's put hands together for them as they come. You brought somebody to church, hold the person's hand and stand behind the person. Or you came to church for the first time today, you want to give your life to Jesus today, just come. Just come and meet Jesus. If you brought a person to church, just stand behind the person. Just stand behind the person. God bless you. Oh, don't stop putting your hands together for them. Don't stop putting your hands together for them. Oh, they are coming, they are coming, they are coming. Don't stop it, don't stop it.
Bonsem,
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 bonsem, bonsem, bonsem.
Say this with me. Say, dear Lord Jesus. Say, dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I thank you today.
I thank you today.
For your love for me.
For your love for me.
And I receive you.
And I receive you.
Into my heart.
Into my heart.
As my Lord.
As my Lord.
And my personal Savior.
And my personal Savior.
Dear Lord.
Dear Lord.
From today.
From today.
From my heart.
From my heart.
I say. That Jesus.
That Jesus.
Is Lord.
Is Lord.
And Lord, I ask.
And Lord, I ask
that you forgive me.
That you forgive me
of all my sins.
Of all my sins.
Wash me.
Wash me
with your blood.
With your blood.
From today.
From today.
I am yours.
I am yours.
And you are mine.
And you are mine.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Pacho munka otwi mundi mechi. Kase eradi Yesu. Medawase. Sewa jeme. Enne. Mede makuma mau. Mesrel. Fami boni nyina cheme. Natural medin. Ewon kwa humanim. Medawase. So I Jimmy, so I am a body for fro. Ewa Yesu dim. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you for listening to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0277-533-108 or visit us at Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0277-533-108. You can also worship with us every Sunday in our powerful gathering service at 10 a.m. at the Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. God bless you. Active Word.